Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean, S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when I get a chance to bring our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, back on the show. Bill is a longtime member of our Brain Trust going way back, and he is the chief economist for the NFIB. His report, the survey of small business optimism, the NFIB's survey that he's been doing now for over, well, actually, this year, I think, is 40 years. We'll have to celebrate that anniversary. He's been polling small business owners to ask them about how they feel about the economy, and it's the gold standard for this kind of research, folks, and he has his new report with him today. Bill, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year to you. It's good to have you back. Hey, Bill, 4 years ago this moment, we were all very nervous and worried. Small business owners didn't know what was going to go on, and we were still in the Great Recession. But it's been 43 months since the Great Recession was over. It's been 4 years since then, more 4.5 years almost since the financial crisis. Small business owners are still worried about the next 12 months. That's not a recovery, is it?
That isn't a recovery. So the index did gain a half a point, so it went from the 10th lowest reading to a somewhat higher reading of 88. But remember, going into 2008, the average for the index over the 38 years that we had then was 100. Yep. And here we are at 88, so we're well below that. And we haven't been, since the recovery side, we haven't been above 95 in the index. So
right.
It's just at recession levels. You know, if you compare it to history, these are the readings we get when we're in recession historically.
Yeah.
And so there you are.
Well, and I wrote my article this week pointed out, in that article I pointed out, that in past recessions, and this is my seventh one to work in, by the way, but in all the past recessions, the reason for the recession was something associated with the economy, some kind of either inflation or some kind of greed or some kind of global issue or something to do with the marketplace. It was created pretty much because of that. These sentiments you and I are talking about that you poll and receive responses to are mostly government created, aren't they?
Well, they are. In fact, I would argue that virtually all the recessions are due to mistakes made in Washington. I mean, if you go
I agree with that, but
yeah, the 80-82 recessions, I mean, those were policy mistakes that we made in the late 70s, you know, trying to fix, thinking we were smart enough to fix the economy.
Right.
And head off the real cost of what happened to oil in the markets. And we just make things worse.
But we always felt like what got broken, what was wrong, were things that the marketplace could fix. We could, in time, the marketplace would heal itself.
Right.
This situation is so pervasive with government, the heavy hand of government, including Obamacare, higher taxes, the deficit spending, the deficits and the debt. These are things that small business owners like me, Bill, we don't feel like we got any control over.
That's true, and the flood of regulations is coming down on your head.
Right. Yeah.
Really bad.
That shoe is just now dropping, isn't it?
Yeah.
A combination of I mean it's thousands, isn't it? Thousands of regulations that have been developed that haven't been released yet. They've been holding off until after the election to release them.
Right, they're coming down now, and it's going to be a real flood.
On top of Obamacare.
Right.
On top of higher taxes.
Right.
And they wonder why the economy isn't growing, Bill.
Yeah.
Well, you think they actually do? Do you think Washington actually says, "What's wrong with those people out on Main Street?"
Well, they do. You know, and they, of course, you know, they think they should be able, they should be allowed to fix all those things their way. They think they can do that, and of course, they think that the way to fix the economy is to have a bigger government who will, you know, control everything.
Right.
That's the game plan.
Yep.
So we'll tell you how to run your life and your business, and mm-hmm. everything will be hunky-dory.
And this is the kind of reality, folks, that's making small business owners report to Bill the 88-point response that's 12 points below the average for 40 years. We'll take a quick break. Right back with Bill Dunkelberg. We'll talk about some of the individual elements of the NFIB's Small Business Optimism Index. Like hiring and inventory.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.